Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, my name is Ava. Are you feeling stressed out? Do you find yourself worrying a lot? Maybe Christian's stress management could help. Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo? Many of us get upset too easily. Roland believes that Christian's stress management can help you learn how to remain calm in the first place. In that moment, you are remembering that Jesus told us to love others and be more forgiving. Roland believes that meeting each moment properly could be the start of a whole new Christian life.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I want to talk about stress and how faith conquers fear and faith conquers anxiety. So, fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is The Soul Must Be Grounded. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. We all know that it's better to be calm and poised than to be super emotional and get all upset and fly off the handle and lose it and come unglued. We all know that. And we try, most of us, for various reasons, we try not to get upset because we know that it's not good for us. We don't feel good after we're upset. It makes us feel guilty because it's wrong to get all upset, especially at other people. We know it doesn't help any. And we also know that it hurts other people when we get upset and do the wrong thing or say the wrong thing. So we try to be calm and poised. We know that. And that's good. But I want to tell you that there is a way of not becoming upset in the first place. So you don't have to walk around trying to control and repress and suppress and hide your upset. There's a way of not becoming upset in the first place. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. That's the real solution. Now, I'm going to begin by talking about some common idioms in English language, and every language has them, that describe the effects of emotion on our body. So here are some of them. My boss is a pain in the neck. My job gives me a headache. And how about for getting angry? All right, let's have some common ones for getting angry. Such as, he makes my blood boil. He's hot under the collar. I feel all burned up. He blew a fuse. Oh, for crying out loud. Somebody's fuming. They're wild-eyed with anger. He's bristling with anger. She's all eaten up with rage. So you can see how anger affects the body, and we have little expressions, idiomatic expressions for it. But today, I want to focus on one of them. All emotions have an effect on the body, and in the long term, emotions have a negative effect. Today, I want to focus on fear or anxiety. And here's some of the expressions. For example, that scary story makes my skin crawl. I'm scared stiff. He broke out in a cold sweat. She's shaking like a leaf. Ooh, that makes my blood run cold. It gives you a chill down your spine. So people around the world, and they express it in all the languages of the world, know that emotion affects our body processes, our body chemistry. We know that. But when we fall under the sway of emotion, we fall away from our calm center of dignity. We lose control. We become suggestible. It tends to snowball, and we lose track of reason and understanding and patience and love and wisdom. We lose sight of them when we fall under the sway of emotion. And I've given several examples, but today I want to use just one example. And the example is the expression blood-curdling fear. For example, at the local bookstore, a collection called Blood-Curdling Tales of Horror and Macabre. So I'm going to talk about that for just a moment because I found an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal about it. And then I'm going to continue talking about why we need to control our emotions, which we all know that. but control our emotions in a natural way. And the most natural way, the most effective way, is to not become upset in the first place. I found an article, a Wall Street Journal article, written by Joe Craven McGinty, and the title of the article is, Yes, Blood-Curdling Fear is a Real Thing. And the byline of the Wall Street Journal article that I'm reading says, just watching a scary movie is enough to trigger the release of blood-congealing proteins. And she goes on to show that Bran Nemeth and Lunk J.J. Shares, who specialize in the treatment of blood clots at Leiden University Medical Center in the Netherlands, found that when volunteers watched scary movies, as many people will do, for example, on Halloween, their bodies release the first of a cascade of coagulating factors that normally cause blood to congeal in response to an injury. The doctors were inspired to test whether fear thickens the blood after they spotted a collection called Blood-Curdling Tales of Horror and Macabre at the local bookstore. All right. They found that indeed many languages talk about, for example, in English we have the term blood-curdling fear. In Dutch it's bloedstollend. The French say à vous glacer le sang, which means blood-chilling. The Germans express it as das Blut in den Adern erstarrt. And they're basically talking about when people are frightened or anxious, going back to the two doctors in the study that is, quote, is mentioned in the Wall Street Journal, the doctors believe there may be an evolutionary explanation for their response. Acute fear, they suspect, activates the coagulation system to prepare the body for potential blood loss during life-threatening situations. So, what is the point I'm getting at? That anxiety and fear have an effect on your body. So here's the basic idea. It's a natural thing in the animal world, in a fight or flight situation, that the body prepares the animal that in case it were wounded, the wound would heal quickly and the animal wouldn't continue bleeding if it was wounded. So it makes sense in the animal world. And it makes sense, I guess, for humans too, but nowadays most of us are not in situations where we're being chased by a tiger or chased by a bear or something like that. Mostly we're just in the regular workaday kind of a world. But here's the thing. Acute mental distress, like anxiety, fear about what's going to happen, worry, insecurity. Do you see how they all kind of combine psychically and emotionally for human beings? The negative thought triggers an emotion. The emotion triggers a negative thought. So we worry, and then we fear, and then we're anxious, and then the anxiety draws more worry. You got the idea. If we're not in a fight or flight situation, we're not being chased by a tiger, and we walk around anxious all the time, you see how that might possibly not be good for you.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, putting the spirit back in spirituality for over 34 years.
I just wanted to thank you for your beautiful edition of A Guide to True Peace. I first learned of this book years ago and about how important this prayer guide has been over centuries. Your lovely introduction makes this book even more special, and I carry it with me. Blessings. Mark.
So I'm going to use a little analogy here because it might be something that'll help you to see and understand. You've probably heard about what's something called earthing or grounding. the basic idea that if you, for example, walk barefoot in the grass or on cement, that you're grounded. And I'm not going to go into anything about it, but you basically understand that idea, don't you? People sometimes go to a redwood tree. They put their hands on the great big giant redwood tree, or they put their back against the giant redwood tree. All right. So you understand the idea of being grounded. Well, we humans are more than just animals. Yeah, we have an animal body, so we have to eat and drink and all that kind of stuff. But we also have a soul. And the ground of being for your soul is the creator of the soul. You could call him the great father, the great spirit, the great father spirit. And when your soul is grounded in him, then it takes away fear. It takes away anxiety. So it's not something that you try to give yourself. It's not words that you say. It's not trying to be positive. The fact that you are grounded, the fact that you are attached to him, is itself the solution. You understand? That's the solution. Let's say you're a little kid, you're lying in bed at night, and there's wind outside, and the wind is making the branches of the trees move around and put scary shadows on the wall, and the branches are touching the window and making noise, and you're a little kid and it's scary, and you say, Daddy, Daddy comes, and you say, Daddy, those leaves are, it's something is scaring me. And Daddy said, well, you know what? It's the wind. The wind is blowing. Come, let's look. And then you, holding Daddy's hand, you go over to the window and he said, see, it's the tree branches. And do you see how the wind is blowing? You see all those leaves going along? That's the wind is blowing. Oh, okay, Daddy. And you go back to bed and you feel better and you're not scared anymore because Daddy is there. You understand? So your soul must be grounded. Now, how does your soul become ungrounded? That's even more important part of today's talk. How does it become ungrounded? You get lost in thoughts. You get lost in thinking, lost in imagination. And when you do, you are separated from your ground of being. That's right. You're separated. Your soul is separated from whatever faith is. It's separated, and now it's immersed in. Instead of being immersed in God, it's immersed in thoughts, in imagination. And there, you know how your thoughts run away with you? Well, your thoughts run away with you. And what do thoughts lead to? Emotion. So the separation from your ground leads to thoughts, and the thoughts lead to emotions. And then it can happen that the very beginning to fall into thought immediately triggers emotion, and then those emotions draw negative thoughts. See, the state of the soul is mirrored by the body. So when you are grounded, then things happen. They don't bother you. It's kind of like when you're feeling really good. Life is good. And you go out in the world and somebody cuts in front of you and you cut you off with a car. You don't care. And you're walking along and it starts to rain a little bit. No problem. You just get your umbrella out. Life is beautiful. But when you fall away from your calm center of dignity and you're starting to become negative, you're becoming a little bit resentful. See? And then all of a sudden you're not feeling so good, and then you go out in the world and everything bothers you. We need to control our emotions, which we all know that. But control our emotions in a natural way, and the most natural way, the most effective way, is to not become upset in the first place. And I actually have a little meditation that helps with that. It's a little biofeedback to help you.
Roland will be right back after this short announcement.
Hi. My name is Ava. Are you feeling stressed out? Do you find yourself worrying a lot? Maybe Christian's stress management could help. Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo? Many of us get upset too easily. Roland believes that Christian's stress management can help you learn how to remain calm in the first place. For example, we all know that just before we start to get angry, we can take a mental step back and count to 10. By taking a mental step back, we have the chance to remember what is really important in life. Suddenly, what you were about to get angry over doesn't seem so important. Now you can deal with the issue calmly and reasonably. So why not apply the same principle more often? You could take a mental step back and remember to be patient. You could also remember to be calm. And you could remember to be more forgiving. In that moment, you are remembering that Jesus told us to love others and be more forgiving. Roland believes that meeting each moment properly could be the start of a whole new Christian life. Interested? Want to find out more? Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station? You'll be glad you did. Once again, that's Shedding Shackles every weekend on this station, or 24/7 at sheddingshackles.com.
So your soul must be grounded. Now, how does your soul become ungrounded? That's even more important part of today's talk. How does it become ungrounded? You get lost in thoughts. You get lost in thinking, lost in imagination. And when you do, you are separated from your ground of being. That's right. You're separated. Your soul is separated from whatever faith is. It's separated, and now it's immersed in. Instead of being immersed in God, it's immersed in thoughts, in imagination. And there, you know how your thoughts run away with you? Well, your thoughts run away with you. And what do thoughts lead to? Emotion. So the separation from your ground leads to thoughts, and the thoughts lead to emotions. And then it can happen that the very beginning to fall into thought immediately triggers emotion, and then those emotions draw negative thoughts. See, the state of the soul is mirrored by the body. The state of the soul is mirrored by the body. So when you are grounded, then things happen. They don't bother you. It's kind of like when you're feeling really good. Life is good, and you go out in the world and somebody cuts you off with their car. You don't care. And you're walking along and it starts to rain a little bit. No problem. You just get your umbrella out. Life is beautiful. But when you fall away from your calm center of dignity and you're starting to become negative, you're becoming a little bit resentful. See? And then all of a sudden you're not feeling so good. And then you go out in the world and everything bothers you. Ooh, that noise. Why does he have to make that noise? And ooh, that guy cut me off. And you become very sensitive. And being sensitive, you're more vulnerable. And then more vulnerable, things happen. Thoughts come in, negative thoughts. And now, not being grounded, you fall into the thoughts and get carried away with them. And before you know it, your body is experiencing more emotions. So I'm going to keep it all very simple now. At the very end now, I'm going to tell you what to do about it. You must learn to not fall into your thoughts. Learn how to stand back from thought and watch the thought. Instead of being immersed in the thought, you're watching the thought. You are not the thought, you're the thinker of thought. There's a thought, and you observe it. And that little bit of mental distance permits your soul to stand back and not to fall into the thought and get lost in thoughts and emotion. And so you know yourself, if you're driving down the freeway and you start getting lost in thought, which is a real problem for people nowadays, to be lost in thought, thinking about what you're going to buy, what you're going to do after work, what you have to do at the office tomorrow, the phone call you have to make, the text you have to send to the customer. You're so lost in thought, you could actually drive right by the freeway exit you were supposed to take. You're so lost in thought. I would like to continue with the discussion about emotion, how it harms you, and why you must learn to be calm. It is only when you are calm that you can express love. And when I say love, I mean a higher form of love, an agape love, an emotionless love that comes through when you're not emotional, when you're not angry, when you're not upset, when you have a pure intent. You honestly and truly want to do the right thing, and you may not even know what the right thing is, but you want to do it, and you want to do right by the other person. With that intent, and with your emotions idling, love can come through from another dimension, and it's a healing balm. It imparts something beautiful. And it changes your world. Instead of you being changed by the world, instead of your interior being altered and changed and made over in the image of the world and what's coming from the world, all the negativity and all the pressure, instead, this love puts up a force field. You remember the television show Star Trek? You remember they had a force field that they could put up around their spaceship, and it would protect them. You need to have this force field of love that surrounds you and protects you. Nothing bad can come in. Only good can come out. And then you will affect the world for good. It's beautiful.
Be careful with how others can use words or twist words. They feed you information so you form pictures in your mind. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. You step into the reality that they're painting for you with their words or that they're suggesting. Advertisers, salespeople, and workers all can use this trick. They want you to judge their product, their service, or their own action as something that you need. God can give you the discipline to resist temptation when you ask Him for it. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
You must learn to not fall into your thoughts. Learn how to stand back from thought and watch it. Watch the thought. Instead of being immersed in the thought, you're watching the thought. You are not the thought, you're the thinker of thought. There's a thought, and you observe it. And that little bit of mental distance permits your soul to stand back and not to fall into the thought and get lost in thoughts and emotion. And I have something that can help me to do that. It's the little meditation that I have. It's only like 7 or 8 minutes long. It's so beautiful. It's so simple. It shows you, it's like a little biofeedback. I even have a little hand-warming exercise, which is also good. It's a little form of biofeedback, just like you might learn at a seminar, you know, at work or something about, you know, reducing stress. But the way I make it, it's kind of nice because as I make it and as I speak it, I also have in mind the spiritual dimension. So it adds something to it, something intangible, but something that makes it really, really nice. So please get my meditation, or if you like, the hand-warming exercise, either one or both. Listen to them, give them a try. They're totally free at SheddingShackles.com.
We all know that we are supposed to be reasonable, forgiving, and patient. But it is hard to do so when under pressure. Religious faith traditions, philosophy, psychology, and even old-fashioned folk wisdom often point out the benefits of not getting angry, acting prudently, and loving each other by practicing principles of patience and forgiveness. But when under stress, we become upset or angry. We then often say the wrong thing or feel the wrong thing, resentment. When we keep failing to apply the principles we have learned, we become frustrated and angry at ourselves. But all this does is add another layer of upset. We all know we are supposed to be calm, more forgiving, and patient. But we don't know how. Here at Shedding Shackles, we teach the how of remaining patient and more forgiving.
When you are not upset, you regain mental clarity, make fewer mistakes, and begin seeing creative solutions to your issues. Knowing that you can cope removes the fear factor and permits you to start living positively and enjoying better relations with your loved ones. By learning this simple technique of how to remain centered and calm, you are pre-armed with mindfulness. It is anger and upset that wash away patience and reason. In other words, you can learn how to hang on to your patience by not becoming upset in the first place. Learn the secret of staying calm in the face of stress today. You've tried solving your issues the hard way. Now, how about trying the effortless way? Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation.
Email Roland now at Roland@SheddingShackles.com. Call Roland now at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.